Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am Dr. Angela Chester. Today, my guest is Ina Goldberg, and we're talking about her book, Each Trickle After the Other. And I love that title because it's like, it's one of those that really make you think. I love it. Good morning, Ina. Thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, no problem at all, Doctor. Nice to hear your voice today.
Good to hear yours as well. Now, I like titles that are quite intriguing or they bring up a bit of mystery. So I have to ask you about the title of your book, Each Trickle After Another. How did you come up with that title?
That's an interesting question, and I'll tell you, I only know how to tell the truth. You know, I always say that I have a bad habit of telling the truth. I was on the bus one day. I was on the bus one day many, many years ago, and it was raining, and a trickle came down the windshield. And I said, look at that. And then it takes its own path. It doesn't go straight down, and which made me write, it's on page 3 of my book, We Each Do the Easiest Thing, Even the Water in the Wind. It's one of my favorite poems that I wrote. They're not all favorites of what I've written, but it's about being independent, and especially when I say at the end that with no matter for what has gone before, and that is the trickle, not to ignore. We can never ignore those who are different, unique, and that's what I still believe and still live that way. Who's ever a little bit off is probably better to listen to. So there you go. That's how I wrote it.
I like that answer. You know, it's really true that it has taken us quite so long to understand and appreciate individuality. Sometimes it is a wonderful thing. Sometimes it can be a little difficult to deal with depending on the situation. But I think more and more we're starting to tell people to go on and be your unique self. There's only one you. So, go on and be whomever you are, you know. So I can definitely understand that. Now, perhaps if you're in the military and you're running drills, being your unique self may not be
the best idea.
That's a whole other story.
Right. But in these difficult times that we have, being proud of who you are, you know, and I wrote this book many of the poems I wrote many years ago, but the book went into was published just a few years ago. And this is the kind of book that it's not the kind of book. I love novels, I love true crimes and all that, but this is a book of poetry. It's the kind of thing that you put down and you read it again and you read it again, and certain things make more sense to me now than 30 years ago when I might have written some of them. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you've made a really good point there, because the same is true for, at least for me, for any book that I've truly enjoyed, I don't put it in the back as though, well, read that one on to the next thing, with just the idea of let me read every book in the library. Though that may be my goal, it's a little more serious for me, because if something resonated in some particular way, you are most correct in that. Give it a year and reread it. Give it 5 years and reread it. Pick it up again after something has happened in your life, a joy or a grief, and see how that book resonates with you then. And you're going to find, you know, a different page or a different sentence. It could be just one word that kind of hits you a little differently. So I have to agree with you on that one. Now, you talk about something called the gift of years. What are you talking about when you say that?
You know, my mother gave me that idea many years ago, and of course I didn't think about it, and now I think more about it and the wisdom of it, because many of us have not been given the gift of years, and that's time. an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It came from something my mother said, you know, she said to me years ago, she said, you know, you can buy a lot of cars, a lot of houses, you can be well known, but if you weren't given gift of years, and that is the right, the joy of life. A lot of us don't think of it that way. I sure didn't until a number of years ago, watershed
yeah.
moments for me. But you have to be joyful for every moment you have, every day, the sun shining. I walk outside now a lot of times and I look at the sky. I say, thank you, God, for this most beautiful day. I don't care if it's
yeah.
raining. I don't care. I'm there. I'm able to enjoy, which when you're trying hard to make a living in your usually in your younger years, you don't have the time to say that. And now I have great joy. I feel more confident in a lot of things. I enjoy little things and big things. If the TV's on, I say, thank God the TV works. You know, it's those things
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you have to be joyful for, and I am.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad that you, especially with everything that's going on, that you gave that such a beautiful reminder that we do need to be joyful. I was just talking about that the other day and saying how with everyone inside right now, even the earth is starting to heal. Our air, you know, they're showing us pictures and how the smog is lifting, how the waters are clearing and all of that. And I just, the way that I think about things is that so many times you say, oh, those poor people that have passed on, was it for anything? And I try to say, well, perhaps in their small way, they have helped clean the earth of all of the stuff that we have put into it, because they did not get the gift of years, as your
That's
mother
right.
explained it. And it is so very true, and I think anyone who's ever been through something is nodding their heads. I'm a breast cancer survivor, so yep. When you say, even if it's raining, and you say, oh, what a beautiful day it is today.
What a beautiful day compared to what, you know.
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, it could be so much worse. We could be homeless or without food or without, you know, a means of getting to tomorrow, the uncertainty of all of that. So be grateful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know. Thank you so much for reminding everyone of that. If you are stuck in the house right now, be grateful that you're with your kids or with your significant other and that you even have a home to be quarantined to. I agree with that. You know, I love how we have such wise parents. You know, I'm glad that they were able to live through whatever they lived through, be it that it was good times, tough times, or that they've learned from their mothers, the wisdom that
yes.
they're able to pass on to us. That is amazing. I love it. Now, I love that you have chosen to share with us in Each Trickle After Time a book of poetry. Why did you choose to write it as poetry as opposed to perhaps in a story form, more of a novel?
I have an honest answer for you. As usual, I don't know. It just came out of me that way. It just came out of me through the years. It just came out of me. I saved it all. I always had in the back of my mind, gee, wouldn't it be nice if I could get this published and I could carry a book, which is a big deal to me. And people should, especially in these times, learn the joy of reading, carrying a book. It's a great joy for me. And it should be for what people can learn. You learn all your life. The only time you don't learn anymore is when you die, is the way I feel about it. And and maybe then, who knows? You know, I'm not sure what goes on then. But we don't. We're not sure. Yeah, I just, you know, as I oftentimes like to say, you know, my parents and my grandmother, who was very pivotal, You know, when I was a teenager, they weren't too smart. And as I got older, they got smarter. That's what Mark Twain said. And it is the truth. I looked at so many things. I look back on so many things I heard, I said, you know, they heard, they said and told me. And I go, you know, that was pretty wise. In fact, the best women I ever knew in my youth, and I'm happy they were there, my grandmother and my mother, neither of them had a college education, yet they were the wisest women I ever met. Just pure horse sense. So that's the best I can say on that.
I love that. I love that answer. And, you know, I'm kind of a old-fashioned gal, if you will, and I love having a book in my possession.
Yes.
And I have explained to my listeners, there's nothing wrong with Kindle. Don't get me wrong. I will download a book in a heartbeat, especially when I used to travel back and forth all the time. It was great. But there's nothing like having that book, and I think that it allows us to slow down in a different way. You know, you have to find that place that kind of puts you in a different frame of mind, I think, when you have a book. You choose to just immerse yourself in that book and turn the page. So I can definitely understand that. So you talked about your grandmother, and I love how it sounds like she was very instrumental in who you are today. Do you think that that the same cycle of life is happening for others? Do you think that grandmothers are still having such a beautiful influence on the next generation?
No, I don't. And I think that's what's missing, because in the days when I was younger, it wasn't unusual for a grandmother, grandfather, to live with the parents and the grandchildren. And that way you learned so many things, but especially you learn that people aren't old or young. They're just who they are. And that's why I've never made a distinction as to someone older than me, younger than me. We're all the same. Or as my mother used to say, you don't change on the inside, you just change on the outside. And there's a truth to that.
Yeah.
Because the spirit that we retain and we should retain, it should always be there. You know, sometimes I like to get a bottle of bubbles when I get nervous, you know, and I come home and I blow bubbles. That may not seem something that people like to do, but if you try it, it's still fun. The same way it was fun when you were a kid. And you have to, you know, you don't have to act a certain way as you get older. That's for darn sure. So,
my goodness. I love that. And I think that that would be something great for us to be able to do right now. If you have dish liquid and water, then you have bubbles. And what a beautiful way to just go outside and blow some bubbles, you know, in your yard, on your balcony, you know, since we're not supposed to really go out, and just see how much joy that will bring. Because I tell you, bubbles is something that does bring joy to our hearts. Well, I know we are out of time, but let me tell you, I have so enjoyed talking to you today. It just kind of brought up a smile on my face, and I think that everyone else has enjoyed talking with you as well. If you could remind everyone, what is the title of your book, and where can we get a copy?
The title of my book is Each Trickle After the Other. But if you go to Amazon, they have it, and if you just put in my name, Ina Goldberg, they'll show it to you. And you can order it. And if you need to feel better, and many of us do right now, I think it still does that for me, and I'm happy about that. You could get it through. And you could get it through Amazon.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We are just about out of time. We have about 5 seconds. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, dear.